all wrong facts. Yeah, we are giving that. And you know, 10 years, a lot can change. You know, 2.7 million pets in a shelter. There could be like 207, or there could be 15 billion pets living. It could be anything. Wow, how old are these? 2005. We got one from 2005. We got one. Here, let's just try this one from, oh, here we got a real old one. Is your Model T not working right? Well, maybe you should call your Model T repairman. That's right. Call your local Ford Model T repairman to repair your Model T. And remember, friends, those horseless carriages aren't scary. They're a good thing. Don't let them frighten your horses. Public service announcement from WRCT and old Jeb, the fry cook, down at the old campfire. Hey, let's play some of these real old ones. Has your chariot safely procured with a child seat? Make sure your child seat fits snugly into your chariot. When you're riding your chariot around, make sure your child seat is installed correctly. Henceforth, he will fly out of the chariot and be trampled by the horses, and then only centuries later be ran over by a Model T. This public service announcement brought to you, make sure that your kids, how about this? Oh yeah, here's another good one. You know, so many people need vaccines at a low cost. But what are vaccines? I don't know. We haven't invented them yet. That's why leeches are their best value for medical care. Remember, friends, leeches, they're not just for breakfast anymore. Another public service brought to you from the antiquated archives of WRCT. Whew. See, I had to go back in, and these ones were written in Roman numerals. That's how old some of this stuff is. Man, I can't, so why can't we get new PSAs? Why can't we have nice things here? You know, the sad thing is, these PSAs are so old that I'm giving you those numbers to call 1-222-1222 for poison control, and it's probably now a law firm, you know? Call 1-222-1222 for, Weisberg and Weisberg. The wise guys. Speaking of these, ever see, how did they let these aliens on billboards? You see the twins, the twin lawyers? Those dudes are not from this planet. And then they try and grow beards so they could kind of fit in with the rest of society. There's something real wrong with that DNA. You know, they probably show up at the court. You know, why they win so many cases is they probably use that telepathy and go, yeah, my client is not guilty. And the judge has no point, but no cause. But he goes, oh, so the client's not guilty. Yes, he is. Oh, okay, not guilty. That's how they win all their cases. You know, the alien lawyers. They hypnotize the judge. And that's why you get off scot-free all the time. That's how that works. Now it makes sense to me. And yeah, everybody knows, you know, Edgar Schneider. I mean, that dude's like modern day Nosferatu. That guy's like 1,000 years old. He's got to be 1,000. You know, I've been around this town a while, and that guy has not aged a day since the 1980s. So it just goes to show you, if you want either, you can either, then that's the great thing about Pittsburgh. You can get aliens or an ageless vampire as your legal representation. Only in this here town. Ain't that something? That certainly is something. And make sure to fasten your kid in your chariot. All right, so here we go. Ah, back to the yellow stuff. It is noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? It's right here. WRCT Zombo right here. In it, I love this tune, Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, Yellow Bellied Sapsucker, continuing Yellow.
Well, you can take all your lovebirds, stick them in a tree, and they'll look just like a lot of bullfinches to me. Now don't come on with them lovey-dovey words, baby, that's strictly for the birds you made me feed.
you like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa, you made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal. Then cut the door to your heart, slam shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what. Well, now I feel like a red-headed woodpecker pecking at a cast-iron tree. Just a hopping and a packing and a banging my brains out. Nothing but misery. You made me feel like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa. You made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal. Then cut the door to your heart, slam shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what. Like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa, you made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal. Then cut the door to your heart, slam shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what.
Let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean? There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, pardon me. Oh, that's just a shade loud on the snare drum.
She's the sweetest little rosebud at Texas Avenue. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. They sparkle like the dew.
Now you covered up, sparkle like the dew. One of the loveliest parts in the whole
Texas is the only girl for me.
You covered up the piccolos there with the Rio Grande. With the Rio. Where? What? See, my feeling is that while I love a good snare drum, I feel that volume-wise, it's just a little bit too much what you're doing there. See? See? See what I mean? Now you try and hold it down, will you? Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande? Appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande is flowing and starry sky, that's better. She walks along the river on the quiet. Oh, that's so much better. I know that she remembers when they parted long ago. You know that there's just a world of difference. Mercy.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas Avenue. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. They sparkle like you.
See, now you're slipping back in your old habits again. Why do you do that? Why do you?
Texas is the only girl for me.
I love a good snare drum, but you know. People, let's go back there. The snare drum covered up the tra-la-las. We just do it again. Smart Aleck. You see how lovely that turned out? Now that's a darling part. Okay, banjo. Yuck, ducka, ducka, ducka. That's pretty, that's pretty. Oh, now I'm going to that's pretty, for my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily, she'll love me like before. Excuse me, you ain't any kin to the snare drummer, are you?
She's the sweetest little rosebud at Texas Avenue.
Why do you do that? Why do you burst out like that? Irritates me. That irritates me. That irritates me, that's all. But the yellow rose of Texas. Hold on! Hold on! Hold on! You smart aleck Yankee drummer, you. You can cover up yelling, you can cover up Rose, buddy, buddy, but don't you cover up Texas, or I'll stick your head through that cotton picking snare drum and secede from the band. So help me, Mitch Miller, I will.
And the yellow rose of Texas will be mine forever.
Idiot, stop it! Stop it, I'll say! Just stop it now! Stop it! I'm getting out of here! He ruined the ending, one of the loveliest parts in the whole... piece.
I got a yellow mellow hard top with winging, swinging doors. A yellow mellow hard top with crazy zebra floors. Well, my baby and me, my wagon makes three. We're gonna go,
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 go.
When I turn the key, you gotta dig that crazy scene. When I turn the key, you gotta dig that crazy scene. The dash lights up like a wild pinball machine. Yes, I got a yellow mellow hot top with winging, swinging doors. Mellow hot top with crazy zebra floors. Well, my baby and me,
why?
Away the next three, we're gonna go,
go,
go. Blows oop bop dee. Got a crazy little horn that blows oop bop dee. You gotta hear me coming when I'm 7 miles away. Yes, I got a yellow mellow hot top with winging, swinging doors. Yellow mellow hot top with crazy zebra floors. Well, my baby and me, my wagon makes three, we're gonna go,
go,
go. So come on, let's
ride, 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 ride. My yellow mellow hot top.
Nice tune. That was a mellow yellow hard top by Ray Johnson and the Bystanders. But you can call him Ray, or you can call him Jay, or you can call him Ronnie, or you can call him Johnny, or you can call him RJ, or you can call him RJJ, or you can call him RJJ Jr., but you doesn't have to call him Smith. Ray Johnson on that one. Before that, we heard Stan Freberg doing the Yellow Rose of Texas. But you can call him Ray. Yeah, I can do that for hours. Hours of self-entertainment of Bill Saluga. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan started with Yellow Belly Sapsucker. You're listening to Zumbo right here. On the station, it's all songs, all yellow. And here till the 1 o'clock hour. And then I will be not here the next 2 weeks. Back in after that with Orange. And I've got my Orange show all set, my Purple show all set. Brown and black and gray haven't started yet. But needless to say, just going through all the colors of the Crayola crayon box and then melting them down and doing gray. So it's kind of nice way to kill a couple weeks on the radio and actually, you know, play some neat stuff. Now, some things I'm hearing for the first time and some things I'm probably hearing for the last time, like whatever Paul in the beer truck or CBD store or wherever he's peddling his wares. So he's peddling wares. I got a lot of ware peddlers out there. I know there's people peddling wares. That's right. Damn ware peddlers. 86 million people have pre-diabetes or in risk of type 2. 221-221-221 diabetes. It only takes 1-221-222 minute to know where you stand. Do I have diabetes or pre-diabetes? Take the short online test. Let's take the test now. Do you have pre-diabetes? Yes, and I'm afraid you have pre-diabetes. Thank you. What else is happening, Jackson? Nothing. It's just a nice, relaxing day. We got some spring in the air. We got, some spring in the air. I think we're on third winter now. I think we're in third winter, but we're almost out of third winter into second spring. So these are the Pittsburgh seasons. And what else is happening? Not a lot. Got the buggy races next week. So there'll be no Zombo on the radio next week. And then I'll be playing one of my archive shows the following week. And then I'll be back. Yep. Yeah. Excitement galore, isn't it? Yes, it is. Nothing but excitement. Tree of the Right is coming up next. And that actually was the band Mark Sandman had right before he started the band Morphine. And here's Red Yellow by Tree of the Right. Zombo right here in your brain. All yellow.
Yeah, there's something I like about this time of year. There's a chill in the air right now, but the warm days are still here. Should have told me something when I gave it right downtown. And you pushed my hand away, made me feel like a clown. I tried red, yellow, black and blue. What's good for you is good for me.
Playing poker in the cockpit of the plane. The casualties are rising like the dropping of the rain. And a mountain of machinery will fall before a man when your white boots marching in a yellow land. It's written in the ashes of the village towns we burn. It's written in the empty beds of fathers unreturned. And the chocolate in the children's eyes will never understand when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. Chase the chartered souls like old horse following tired army. Train them well, the men who will be fighting by your side, and never turn your back if the battle turns the tide. For the colors of a civil war are louder than commands when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Blow them from the forest and burn them from your side. Tie their hands behind their backs and question through the night. But when the firing squad is ready, they'll be spitting where they stand at the white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase the chartered souls like old horse comic and the beauty queen are dancing on the stage. Raw recruits are lining up like coffins in a cage. Oh, we're fighting in a war we lost before the war began. We're the white boots marching in a yellow land. Chase the chartered souls like old horse following tired army.
That's how you do a protest song. Phil Oakes, that's how you do it. That still holds up. White boots marching in the yellow land. And, you know, the interesting thing is that when the Vietnam War was happening, there was all of these great protest songs like Phil Oakes and Dylan and all these people going with great Country Joe and the Fish, amazing protest songs. But there wasn't one. And these were like blowing in the wind, all that stuff. It was all like on the radio, you know, all over the place. Then here's the brilliant part. Okay, the people making the wars and all of this stuff say, wow, we have to figure out how to shut these kids up. We have to figure out how to stop all these protest songs. How do we stop that? I know. We'll stop the draft. And when you stop the draft, you make war actually more of an economical thing. People joining the army because they have no money and have no future. So you get rid of all the good jobs. And you get rid of all the education and you get rid of all the opportunities and people volunteer to join the army, you know, for all of the Iraq war. You didn't hear one song. Matter of fact, when those wars were going on, they actually banned songs from the radio. You couldn't hear War by Edgar Starr. They actually changed the whole face of media because this was the only time in American history, back there in the 60s and 70s, where they actually stopped a war by the message. They got the message out. The youth got the message out. The media carried that message. And then it just grew. You know, situation comedies like All in the Family and all of these things, all had the Smothers Brothers, all of that stuff was so anti-war that it stopped the Vietnam War. When you had, you know, the Iraq War and you had all these other wars, it was interesting. There was no blowback. There was no resistance, you know? You know, actually what you would hear on the radio was like Lee Greenwood and all these patriotic songs. It's fascinating how they tricked the youth of America to stop, you know, to stop protesting. And very easily, they stopped the draft. And when they stopped the draft, there was like, well, I'm not going. And then the people that do go are kind of forced into going. So it's really fascinating to find out that, you know, there were zero protest songs about any war, you know, aside from if you listen to like Anti-Flag or anything like that. But you're not going to hear that on, you know, commercial radio. Now, they still play, you know, Simon and Garfunkel tunes and things like still on regular radio. And now they're more quaint. Oh, listen to this anti-war song. Listen to this Bob Dylan tune. That's cute. It was a simpler time back then. War's okay now. It's just because they were smart enough to stop the draft and make it where it's an economic decision, not a forced decision to go into the military. Fascinating. Another piece of my mind. And I remember, no matter how little I have, I'm always willing to share. Let's see here. What do we got here? All right. Are you taking care of a loved one? That could lead to plenty of questions. Like, why am I doing this? How did I get here? Where is that beautiful automobile? Fortunately, there's a place to get answers. Find articles, tips, and tools and experts from fellow caregivers at AARP/caregiving. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by AARP and WRCT. The Association of Automotive Retired People, right? I think. And understanding your finances is a strong financial future. Like, and if you don't, you end up going to the Army. How about that? How about that? So go to feedthepig.org. There you go. They could have thought of a better thing than feed the pig. You know, that, you know, is that the opposite of defunding the police? I think it is. I think it is. You see people marching, they defund the police, and people go, feed the pig. let's mellow it down. So we're doing all yellow here, and we're going to mellow it. So here what we played, we played Phil Oakes, then I went on a bit of a jag there. Phil Oakes, White Boots Marching in a Yellow Land. We heard Peter Berry and the Shake Set doing Yellow Calvary. The Trouble Spankers did Yellow River. A nice newer tune from the Black Angels called Yellow Elevator Number 2. And I really like Kate Laban. She's a new artist who has a really nice, almost musical Laurie Anderson kind of modern swing on that. Kate Laban with Fiery, What was it? Yellow Blinds. And we heard Stereolab with Fiery Yellow. And everything started off with Three to Right with Red Yellow. So Zombo right here got 20 minutes to go. I got 3 hours of yellow songs. Of course, you know, I'm trying to play the best ones. And I got to admit, this show is kind of weak. But there are some really high spots in here, you know, like that one. And then it got all, the whole momentum of the show got ruined by what Paul and the Beer Chuck requested. So if you think the show wasn't very good, it is all his fault. It is all his fault. He made a 5-minute request that just knocked the wind out of my sails. And just right now he's in request jail. So if you'd like to visit Paul at his THC shop or whatever he's dealing these days, see, there you go. Go there. Luckily, request jail is only 2 weeks, and I will not be in the next 2 weeks. So there we go. It's Buggy Races next. Whatever. Yeah, you'll tune in next Friday just out of habit and go, what? This almost got like a real high concept show this time. He's doing these buggy races. Wow. He really went all out and got a whole cast and crew and made it seem like some buggy race. Yeah, they do these buggy races where they make these crazy buggies and they race them. Henceforth, the name, Buggy Race. They do that here on the campus. And next week, I'll be on the vacation, and then I'll be back. So let's smooth it all down. We got 20 minutes to go. Yellow Dog Blues, Mr. Nat King Cole, doing all yellow today.
I know the Yellow Dog District like a book. Indeed, I know the route that rider took. Every cross tie by your Bergen Bog. Away down where the Southern Cross the Dog. Every kitchen there is a cabaret. Down there the boll weevils work while the farmers play. There's a Yellow Dog Blues of the livelong day. Dear Sue, you're easy rider. Struck this burg today on a southbound rattler. Side door Pullman car. Seen him here, and he was on the horn. A easy rider, gotta stay away, so he had to vamp it. But the hike ain't far. He's gone where the Southern cross the Yellow Dog. dropped this berg today on a southbound rattler, side door pulling car. He is gone where the southern cross the yellow dog. He is gone where the southern cross the yellow dog. He is gone where the southern cross the yellow dog.
Got a little yellow lemon in my heart. I got a little yellow lemon in my heart. I got a little yellow lemon in my heart for you. If you cut your finger on a blade of green grass, don't run to mama, come to me, I'll squeeze some more.
Nope, ain't gotta make it. See, it's that part of the show now where I'm just kind of filter through stuff. If I don't like it, we're gonna lose it. Okay, let's see what we got here. Oh, this is off the bad stuff. This is Yellow Listen by the Scorpio Tube. Hey, that's not bad. Kind of psychedelic. All right, we'll rock with this. Oh, there's a little too much treble on that. It was kind of hurting my ears. Let's try this one. I Thought the Sun Was Yellow by Paige France. Once again, I'm just kind of getting the last tunes and finding the best ones. This has got some potential. All songs are yellow.
Well, I'll be damned. I thought the sun was yellow. But from where we stand, it looks a dirty green. Jesus, dear, you'll never understand it.
Eh, boring. Let's try this one. The Manatees with, this is Zeiss. Memby's Yellow Umbrella. I got 15 minutes to go, and I want to have some quality stuff. Here's a good one.
We'll be right back.
point on that one. All right, who's been driving his car? Let's try Yellow Cat by the Hubbubs. Hey, this is nice. Yeah! Yellow Cat, the Hubbubs. Alright, that passed the test. Let's see what we got next. The Booked with Reds and Yellows. 10 minutes to go. Let's see what I got yellow-wise. Little bit too much of production quality on the drums there. Yes, bland. All right. Where's the song at? Nah, we're done. Let's try Yellow Fever by The Stance. Hey, that's nice. That's nice. nice little tune, Yellow Fever by The Stance. Let's hear Yellow Balloon by Yellow Balloon.
I never liked the rain before.
Yeah.
It always made me stay inside.
Sounds a little too Archie's to me. Jimmy Martin with Just Plain Yellow. It's my hillbilly thing.
Well, my new car is flashy and the closet's full of clothes.
And no thanks. Here's Yellow Fuzz. This'll work. Winding down the Yellow Show. All songs with the color yellow. Got a couple minutes to go. And here's some for all you fascists. Yellow Rose of Texas, sung by the Russian Men's Choir.
Gelbe Rose dort in Texas, bald komm ich heim zu dir. Gelbe Rose dort in Texas, mein Herz ruft nur nach dir. Als ich dich zum Abschied küsste.
Yeah, you get the point on that one. All right, it's Yellow Daisies by Fertile Ground. Winding us down, thumb on your brain. We got a brand new show coming up, so it is not Firefly. We have real live DJ here, and why don't you come up here and tell the show what the, since this is your first show, can you say what we're gonna expect in just a minute?
Yeah, of course. I'm just gonna be playing a lot of my favorite music that I find during
like
the
me.
Week. Yeah, of course. Just stuff I like, just stuff that makes me happy, or things that my friends show me. So yeah.
And the name of your show is
Preheated.
Preheated. Coming up in un momento. So I will not be on the radio the next 2 weeks. The buggy races are next week, and I'll be on vacation the following week. When I come back, it is all songs orange, all songs about the color orange. Once again, going through all of the 8 colors of the Crayola crayon box. 120 years ago, 1903, the first crayons appeared, and I'm doing all 8 colors, and then I'm melting them all and doing a show all gray. So once again, see you in 2 weeks. This is Yellow Daisies by Fertile Ground. I'm Ravain, in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Coming up in just a bit is Reheated, the brand new radio show. And they're going to jump right out of the... You ready to rock?
Yeah.
Once again, I don't know what to expect, but it's got to be better than my show. WRCT in Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Red Velvet. I'm your host this week. Friday 1 to 2, every week, I'll be playing my favorite music that I find throughout the week or whatever makes me happy, whatever my friends recommend, just fun stuff that I find and I want to play. So I hope you enjoy.